Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio, which usually spells live music. And today we have a couple of different musical performances. The first of them by the winner of the Racine Symphony's Young Artist Competition, and it's the first time that anybody can remember her instrument being the winning instrument in that competition. And welcome, Kayla Ostinsky.
Thank you.
She's a junior?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, a mere sophomore at Waukesha Catholic Memorial High School. And what made you choose this particular instrument?
Well, when I was in sixth grade, we had a trombone in our house just sitting around. And so I was like, well, we might as well just use that instead of renting one. So
it just was sitting around, okay.
It was.
it worked for you.
Yeah.
Is there any, how old were you when you started playing?
I was in sixth grade. My elementary school starts band in sixth grade, so.
So how does that work with the trombone? I mean, the slide has a certain length, and your arm is only so long when you're in sixth grade.
Yeah, I still can't reach seventh position.
So you have to, like, kind of jump for it or something.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to play the piece, is one that you played in the competition, is that right?
Yes, Morceau Symphonique.
Pretty well, pretty famous trombone piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
Morceau Symphonique. Why is that a good competition piece?
Well, I started on it because my lesson instructor he really liked this piece and he thought that I could handle it. And so it worked out that it had a band accompaniment.
Uh-huh. Well, very handy that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Any challenges in particular for you in this piece?
It has extreme high and low notes that I have to work out, but aside from that.
Piece of cake?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go then. This is the Morceau Symphonique by Alexandre Guillemot.
Thank you.
Most famous pieces for trombone by Alexandre Guillemot. It's the Morceau Symphonique, and you heard it performed by my guest during the midday today. She's the Racine Symphony's Young Artist Competition winner for 2016?
Yeah.
Kayla Olstinsky, a sophomore in high school in Waukesha. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice smooth sound you got out of what could be an unwieldy instrument. Now, what about this other piece that you've chosen by Barat?
Adante Allegro is a song that I played last year for WSMA, but I didn't perform any competitions on it, so.
And what appealed to you about that piece?
I like romance songs for trombone. It's really, I love the sound of it on the trombone. And so this is, I think it's a beautiful song on the trombone, so.
And what's it called?
Andante Allegro.
Andante and Allegro by Barat.
Thank you.
Dante and Allegro by Barat, as played by the winner of the 2016 Racine Symphony's Young Artist Competition. Her name is Kayla Ostinsky. She's a sophomore in high school in Waukesha. And thanks for coming over from and taking the day off from school. I'm sure that was something.
It was a pleasure.
Well, a pleasure hearing you, and we'll look forward to your next visit to the midday.
Thank you.
I should mention that Kayla's accompanist was Vincent Fu, and thanks to him for coming in again and accompanying one of our young performers. Oh, we have another young performer at the keyboard. It's a relative term. And Michael Mizrahi, welcome from Lawrence University in Appleton.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's see, your last visit to Madison that I know of was last summer concert on the square, right?
Right, yeah, I was down here last summer. Thankfully, this time it didn't rain.
Yeah,
and had the great pleasure of performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
In addition to the Warsaw Concerto, it was the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini.
By Rachmaninoff, yes.
Rachmaninoff, yeah, a real handful, and indoors or outdoors.
Exactly.
Well, you have a new CD out. It's called Currents. And are these all pieces that were that you commissioned?
They're all pieces written in the last 3 years, and there are six new pieces on the disc, and I commissioned four of them, so mostly commissioned by me.
A good healthy dose of that. And they will probably, of course, they're not going to be familiar to our audience, but you can kind of give us some insights into them before we hear these three pieces. And so did you ask for anything in particular in these pieces, or is there anything in particular that connects them on this disc?
Well, they're all composers that I had worked with in other capacities before, and I really love their music. In In the case of this first piece I'm going to play, it's not one of the ones I commissioned. It was commissioned by the American Pianist Association for their competition in 2013. And I just love Sarah Kirkland Snyder's music and was excited to see that she had written a piano piece and it worked perfectly on this album.
This will take us just past 12:30 for our quiz question today. And so what is the piece called and what's happening?
The piece is called The Currents. So in some ways, the title track of the album. I like to think of currents as having several meanings here. The currents of water flowing, and I think that's the most obvious thing that we'll hear. There's also electrical current, and I think there's some of that as well. And of course, there's current meaning today.
Yeah. Okay, got a trifecta going there. And so so this is, again, the sort of the title track, if you will, of the CD, but live in our Buck studio with Michael Mizrahi at the piano.
Thank you.
The name of the piece is The Currents. It's by Sarah Kirkland Snyder, and you heard it live in our Buck studio during the midday today from pianist Michael Mizrahi, who's on the piano faculty at Lawrence University. And both of these, then, are pieces that you commissioned.
That's right.
And the first one is actually the first movement of a suite with hard-to-pronounce name. It's one of those that would turn up nicely on, you know, one of those announcer audition things. But it's Mercurial Reverses. No, it's not. Is it?
Mercurial Reveries.
I don't know why I'm going to say reverses. Yeah, Mercurial Reveries. And this composer, also a bit of a tongue twister.
Asha Srinivasan, who's a colleague of mine at Lawrence.
Composer. And the piece is loosely based on a set of pieces by Bartok called The Improvisations. And what Asha Srinivasan has done is taken classical Indian snippets of melodies and some modes from classical Indian music. She's Indian American. And much in the same way Bartok uses Hungarian folk music, she weaves them into the language of the composition. It's a 5-movement piece. This is the first movement. Thank you.
the first movement of Mercurial Reveries by Ashi Srinivasan. Was that close?
You got it.
Played by Michael Mizrahi. And very quickly, our quiz question for today, again, is traditionally those for men are on the right, but those for women are on the left. What are they? You can call in your answer in the next 15 minutes at midday at WPR.org. You can send it to that email address, or you can call Scott at 1-800-442-7106. And we'll see who wins today's silver prize. And without further ado, then, we have all of about 60 seconds to set up a pretty substantial piece, Michael.
Well, this is the last track on the album by Patrick Burke, another piece that I commissioned, and it's called Missing Piece. And while the last piece was loosely based on music of Bartok, this is loosely based on Beethoven, specifically the slow movement of the Appassionata Sonata. And Patrick Burke writes about the sense of inevitability that the slow movement of that sonata, which is a theme in Variations, has. And this piece is, loosely speaking, a theme in Variations. You'll hear a chord. I'll play the chord. That chord comes back over and over again, so that signals the start of a variation. It's marked glacial, expansive, and patient, which is what gives it that expansive quality. And just very briefly, my desire with this album was to bring these new piano pieces into the repertoire and in dialogue with music of the past. So I've mentioned references to Bartok and Beethoven. Those were my first loves, not just those composers, but composers from the 18th and 19th and 20th centuries. I've loved the way that composers on this album have brought in those older voices while writing very new sounds for this very old instrument.
So Missing Piece by Patrick Burke, Michael Mizrahi, and it's on his CD Currents, and we're hearing it live. Thank you. The name of the piece, Missing Piece, by Patrick Burke, one of the commissions by pianist Michael Mizrahi that's featured on his CD Currents. And he's been playing live today in our Buck studio some of the pieces from that collection. Now, Michael, you've never seen the piece before, of course. You've never heard anybody else play these pieces before, these commissions. Do you have first impressions when you see them? Do you kind of think, oh, how am I going to tell the composer that that doesn't work or to change that? Or was that even an issue?
All of those things come up, and there's a tremendous sense of freedom in no one having played the piece before, of course. So you get to really define the interpretation. It's also wonderful to be a part of the creative process from the beginning of the compositional process. I saw drafts of a lot of these pieces and gave feedback on all three of the pieces I played today. And you think about all of the old pieces you play where you don't have the opportunity to do that because the composer is long gone.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to be able to work with these composers in that way.
So from 0 to 60, from first sight to playing it here for us today, how long does it take to work up something like that? I mean, that piece that you just played, Missing Piece, is 13 minutes.
It's a multi-year process. From the first phone call to ask, hey, could you write me a piece, to this performance here in the studio, it's been about 3 or 4 years that I've been working on this project. And sometimes that involved premiere performances that the composers went back to the drawing board after. They heard it perform live and they wanted to change some things. And so I've, in some cases, performed different versions of some of these pieces. And then I was in the studio last summer to record the album, and it was released on New Amsterdam Records 2 weeks ago, which is why I'm here today.
And when you say you recorded these pieces now, did you have composers listening to you as you recorded them, or was this now your property?
The composers all heard versions of the studio mixes before we finalized them, so they could give feedback up until that point.
And then it's all yours.
Now it's on the album, and there's not much we can change.
Well, they're fascinating pieces, and thanks for coming in and sharing some of them with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Michael Mizrahi is on the piano faculty at Lawrence University in Appleton.